Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studios. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the great John Ray. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
It was great. The weather, other than Sunday, was pretty good. So we're getting into that fall weather and the heat's off a little bit, right?
We think. We keep saying that, but it never seems to happen, but hopefully sometime soon. Well, we've got another great show lined up for our listeners today. Joining us are three business leaders. We've got Ken Jones from CMIT Solutions of North Fulton, Stephanie Sheehan from Mastermind Your Launch, and Dr. Mike Scaley from Atlanta Spine Specialist. Before we do that, you've got a little business to take care of.
I want to talk about North Point Executive Suites, where we enjoy really fine service, and we tape this show every week, right?
Okay, I'll let you do that.
You'll let me do that?
Yeah, okay, go ahead and do that.
Terrific. So North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Nobody does that better than you, John.
Oh,
good job. All right.
I learned from the master.
Let's be that as it may. Let's go on to the first guest. Ken Jones is the president and owner of CMIT Solutions of North Fulton. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us all about CMIT Solutions of North Fulton. You're an IT managing provider. What does that mean? What does your company do?
Well, we provide IT managed services for our clients. We provide a range of services, including just your standard project stuff that you would do. So installing networks, standing up servers, that sort of thing. We also focus on business continuity for our clients. Some of the things that we do is we actually move our businesses into the cloud, if it makes sense for them. We provide virtual CIO services, which I think is a real difference. Using my background in the industry of 17 years, we can bring in and act as part of the management team for our clients.
Go ahead and talk about your background, how you got to where you are today. How long has this company been around, and why did you decide to go ahead and start your own IT managed services company?
Well, I did 10 years in the U.S. Navy in technology and earned my computer science degree. I had to make a decision on whether to keep going or get out, and so I got out and worked as a programmer for a while, network manager, and then I got a chance to start with a company that we grew from roughly $1 million a year up to $100 million. And I was the CIO of that company for roughly 17 years.
So Ken, you've got some real hardcore experience in this industry. And when you went out on your own, you could have started your own company. You could have gone the franchise route, which you've done. This is your organization's part of a franchise, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell us why you decided to go the franchise route and why CMIT is a good solution for your clients.
Well, starting out on my own, honestly, when I took a look at it, I didn't know whether or not I would be 100% successful. And I wanted to try something that other people have had success with. There's a lot of advantages of being part of a franchise. One is, we're a Dell preferred partner, Microsoft partner, a lot of things that just come with that part of the franchise. But one of the greatest benefits that we have of being part of a franchise is all of our owners. There's roughly 135 owners in the system right now, all across the United States. And we're able to leverage that even here in Atlanta, where there's going to be soon 5 CMIT owners in this area. And so if we had somebody that needed immediate help in, say, Peachtree Corners or up in Kennesaw or up here in Alpharetta, that would be me, then we would be able to service those clients there. So it's a good force multiplier. The other really powerful things is I've got clients that are based out of here. A good example would be a company that's based out of Alpharetta, but they have a manufacturing plant in Tacoma, Washington. And we've got about 50 seats up there that we provide help desk services. Fantastic relationship with the CMIT owner up in Seattle. And they can and have provided technical services on site. So you could think of us as a nationwide organization just because we're part of the franchise.
So you bring a lot more resources to bear for your clients than it would appear. So that sounds great. But so talk about what some of those services are for the typical small business. Most of our listeners are small business owners. Where do you provide real help for them where they may be lacking right now in the IT area?
Well, one of the areas is a lot of my competitors are break fix type services. So they would come in and just fix a problem when it's down. We actually focus on proactive managed services. So we're able to monitor and we know, like say if one of our clients got a virus, say 10 minutes ago, which I just saw on my phone, we know exactly what happened, where it happened, and I got my engineer working on it already. So we have proactive managed services. We also really focus on protecting our clients' environments.
There's a lot of IT managed services companies out there. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Obviously, you made the choice to go with CMIT. What makes them a little bit unique? And you mentioned kind of you have more than one owner in the area, so you kind of have that national presence. But what else maybe makes CMI unique when it comes to your services?
Well, it's really a holistic thing. So when we collaborate, when we actually have a message board that's available to all CMIT owners and their technicians and engineers, there's something like close to 200 messages that go out per day on that message board with people is seeing trends. So if you saw a new outbreak of ransomware or cryptoware that's coming out and new virus trends, or we're starting to see this, say Windows 10 upgrade isn't working exactly perfect. Imagine that. So we can see trends and actually collaborate. So we're not just, a small company that really is out on our own, doing our own thing. It's really a huge collaborative effort that we're involved in.
And to add on to that, John, I guess, if you see something that you've never seen before, which I'm sure is rare because you've been in the business a long time, but I'm sure there's, even if it's something that you've never quite seen before, there's probably somebody with CMIT that has seen that problem elsewhere.
Absolutely.
So Ken, you'd mentioned break fix, the break fix mentality that a lot of business owners have, where they really just want to put a Band-Aid maybe on their IT. Mm-hmm. Talk to those business owners about why that's not really a great strategy, what the risks really are, because it seems like to me a lot of business owners underestimate the risk of things like hacking and ransomware and some of these things that they hear. Oh, that happens to somebody else, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that we, as you mentioned, we really focus on is protecting our clients' environment. As a matter of fact, if my client isn't willing to have a backup in the cloud, they're not going to be my client. That's how serious we feel about protecting their environments. From a break-fix mentality, you never know what they have or what they're using for virus protection, what they're using for protecting their environments, say if they're PCI or HIPAA compliant. You never know how they're protecting their environments and what kind of risk and exposure they're opening themselves up to, because if a guy's just showing up, a man in the van is showing up to basically just fix a computer and then leave, he got his couple of hours of service and then he's gone. I'm heavily invested in my clients' networks and making sure that they work properly and making sure that I take everything as seriously as they do. A business owner once told me, you plug it in, you turn it on, lights blink, what could possibly go wrong? And that's the one thing that is consistent, is you will have problems with your technology. It's guaranteed. And so you want somebody there that's invested, that takes the making sure that your systems are up and running as seriously as you do. And that's what we do.
I think some business owners feel like when they hear you say, I have to be in the cloud, isn't that where all the risk is, in the cloud? Maybe you can talk about that statement and where you see the fallacies in that line of thinking.
Well, that's a great question. But when you're talking about the cloud, such a generic term, and really what you're talking about is individual companies. So if you decided to go with Microsoft and their Azure platform and Office 365, you're really buying into their environment. Now, that's a company that's invested heavily in their back end and making sure that their networks are solid, make sure security is part of their systems. So when we take a look at individual services and we say, well, we think that you would be better off in the cloud in this circumstance, what we're doing is we're actually increasing their service capability, the ability to get things on their phone, on their tablets, wherever they are, wherever they need to be to work. That's where they get their information.
We're talking with Ken Jones, the president and owner of CMIT Solutions of North Fulton here on North Fulton Business Radio. For our listeners or anybody else out there that would like to maybe have a conversation with you, is there an initial consultation fee, or is that a how does that conversation begin?
And the conversation begins with me normally. And we come out and take a look at your environment and just you know, not every IT company is going to be right for every company. So we sit down and we talk to you and just see if our services are right for your organization. There's no consultation fee. I probably should charge one, but I don't.
Well, missed opportunity there, perhaps. No, yeah. I think that's obviously a great line of thinking, because like you say, I mean, it may not be a perfect fit. They may not be a good fit for you. You may not be a good fit for them. For those that would like to find out more, maybe reach out to you, maybe have that conversation, please give us your website, any other contact information you'd like to share.
My website is, because we're a franchise, keep in mind, cmitsolutions.com, and mine is Ford/Fulton-North, and you can get a hold of me there. You can reach me at 678-566-3656.
Great. Ken Jones from CMIT Solutions of North Fulton. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, John, I'm going to let you do some more work over there.
Let's talk about Faratech. Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
You see, folks, how I got John doing all the heavy lifting around here?
We love Faratech.
We do. In fact, I was talking to Maria this morning. Need to catch up with her. She's the president, owner, CEO, big poopah of Faratech.
Maria and her folks help us do the heavy lifting, right?
They do. Yeah. We couldn't do what we do without them.
We appreciate them.
Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio, from Mastermind Your Launch. She's the founder. Her name is Stephanie Sheehan. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We were joking before the show because Stephanie also has a podcast.
I do.
So we said, don't make us look bad now. You know, don't do such a smooth job.
You guys are pros.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I think she's sucking up to us, don't you?
She is.
Yeah. Okay.
She's being a very good guest.
She is. She's doing great.
Mastermind Your Launch. What does your company do? Why did you find it or start it up? Tell us the background.
So Mastermind Your Launch was really, it started out as a passion project. I actually launched it as a blog. And shortly after, I launched a podcast, because it was, gosh, about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, where I had started listening to podcasts, a lot of entrepreneur interview shows, and was getting really, really inspired. At the time, I had launched my first business. It was a partnership. And so I was trying to feed my mind with as many ideas and inspiration as I could. And at the same time, I had a lot of family and friends approaching me about starting their own business and really inquisitive. And I was sharing as much as I could. And no one, though, was really taking serious action. And it's kind of like how you talk about what you would do do if you won the lottery. You know, that's how they were talking about launching their own business and leaving their 9-to-5. And so that really didn't sit well with me. And I thought, you know, I really want to, I feel inspired to share a message and help people. And I had been listening to these podcasts and thinking, you know, I think that's something that I could do. So I mean, it took me a couple of months to actually build up the courage to launch the podcast, you know, buy that microphone and everything. But that was about a year and a half ago. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. And from there, it just evolved into bringing on clients and helping them position themselves for a bigger launch. So,
all right. So I'm a business. Kind of break it down. Let's put our arms around it. How do you help a business that comes to you looking for help?
Specifically, I love working with CEOs and entrepreneurs in the area of their personal brand and content creation. Obviously, I launched my business solely on content, the podcast, and it has positioned me for much faster success than I would have had out of the gate if I just started selling services. So I'm a big fan of having a community building content strategy in place, and then also integrating as much of your own personal brand into it so that what you create is something that cannot be cloned by anyone else.
So, Stephanie, we hear a lot about creating content.
You guys are doing a great right. job of it, yeah, right?
That's what we do. Yeah. I think maybe there's some work we can do together here.
I think so. So, but why is that so important? For those that aren't familiar with the term content creation, why is that so important? Either for startups or for individuals that want to polish their own brand.
Right. Well, if you think about, you know, there's a lot of statistics out there about the fact that we are really good at tuning out marketing and advertising, but our society is really content hungry. Think about how much time you spend on Facebook, reading blogs, listening to podcasts, watching videos. That is where people are, and their walls are down when they're consuming that kind of content versus if they're seeing an advertisement, they're really, you know, discerning and not as trusting. So it's a really safe place to put yourself out there in an environment where people are going to want to listen to what you have to say and start to connect to who you are, especially when you start to, you know, video and podcast, they hear your voice, they see your face. It can just, it accelerates the relationship so much faster.
So I know that the typical small business owner out there that we have, Mike, is sitting there listening to all this and saying, oh, this is great, Stephanie. When am I going to have the time to do this?
Right, so, all of the time I
have. Right, yeah. all the extra time I have managing my own business. So how am I going to do this? How do you respond to that?
So
hire me is what she says.
That is one option. Yes. But, you know, first, just to start off is have no blank space. So this is what I mean by no blank space. This actually came to me from someone I interviewed on the podcast. And she said that when she approaches her week and she sets up her calendar, she has no blank space. And think about how you set up each week. You have a meeting here, coffee, lunch, you know, all of that. And then you just kind of fill in the free time. You sit down at your desk when you have a minute and you say, okay, and what am I supposed to do? Well, rather than do that, fill in every piece of blank space and make sure that you have an appointment with yourself to create your content. Even better, batch. So maybe you create 2 blog posts, you know, every other Monday so that you, you know, kind of get ahead of yourself, or maybe you can kind of start to stockpile some content there. But make sure that it's on your calendar, because if it's not on your calendar, it will not get done.
Mike, I thought she was talking about my honey-do list when she talked about filling up my calendar. I'm glad she explained that to me.
Yeah, I'm sure your honey-do list leaves you no blank space.
Absolutely.
It is a great concept for multiple applications, yes. Oh, yeah.
So you know, you obviously creating content is huge, digital content. Now you have the content. How do you get it out there? One of the things that we do at Business Radio X that we're well known for doing is helping businesses like the 3 that are here today. We're creating content right now with what we're doing. We're talking about your business. You're going to have some great content leaving here. And what we do also as a follow-up, which you're going to find out personally, is that when we send them the link to the show and they have the content, we actually send them a sheet that has 12 great ways how to use the content to market and promote their business. Some do that and some don't do that. What are some of your ideas that once you have the content, okay, now I've done it. I've been on a show. I've got this link. I'm talking about the great work I do. How do I get it out there?
So I will share with you 2 strategies that I use and love and help my clients put into place as well. So one, I mean, the biggest thing about content to me, or the biggest missed opportunity, is you know, let's say someone is on a show like this, they have this amazing interview, and this is an evergreen interview. This isn't, you know, time-based. What I see so many people do is they'll share it once and then they never share it again. No, just put it on your calendar, or if you have a social media scheduling platform like Hootsuite or Meet Edgar, put it in there and make sure that you have it scheduled out to pop up every other month or once a quarter so that it stays fresh. That keeps you from having to feel like you have to be everywhere. No, do just a few great interviews and keep sharing them all the time.
And that's almost like marketing 101, where they say you need to see something 7-8 times before it really resonates with you. I mean, take this interview or other content you've created and repurpose it.
Right. And think about social media. Not 100% of your list or your followers are going to see every single post. So, you know, get it out there a couple of times because someone might have missed the first posting and then they'll catch the second one. So share it, you know, to infinity and beyond is my advice number one. And then advice number two is, you know, a lot of times we look to, you know, put out advertisements, but what if you advertise to your free content and just give lots of value to a very targeted audience? I help my clients do this with Facebook ads. If you've been in business for a while, you have a database of clients or prospects, you can actually upload that into Facebook, and Facebook will either, one, you can market directly to them, or you can market to a lookalike audience, and Facebook does all of the work with their own algorithm to make sure that these people are very similar to that first, you know, target, and just send them to your free content. You know, just add value, start to, you know, gain some top of mind awareness. And then there's some advanced strategies we can put into place that leverage that even more. But so that's another tip.
So, and I take it you can help somebody with all those strategies, right? Facebook and that kind of thing.
Yes,
sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
I think so. I think we need to hold her back after the show, right, and learn a little bit more. But one of the things that I think maybe some business owners, again, they hear the word content, and they maybe just need a primer on exactly what that means. I mean, you do a podcast, but it goes well beyond just podcast, right?
So absolutely,
talk about all the different aspects of what real content can really mean for a business owner.
Sure. I mean, content could be a blog. So if you're really good at writing, go for blogging. Podcasting is, you know, an online radio show. There's also video. I mean, there are plenty of people doing amazing with YouTube channels, and Facebook has gotten, you know, really powerful with videos, especially with their live option now. But it also can be, you know, depending on where you're at with your personal brand. You know, maybe it's just being really intentional about what you post on social media. That is content. What you post on your LinkedIn profile, that is content. If you're more advanced, it could be, you know, the type of content you include in your speaking presentations, or maybe it's that book you're going to write. So there are different levels of content. So you kind of have to know where you are.
And I want to add too, for that person listening going, I'm not one to be behind a microphone, or I don't want video of me. It doesn't have to be you. It could be somebody else. It could be like a company like Faratech, which, you know, uses this show. And, you know, the Faratech folks aren't actually on here, but they're getting good exposure through this show. So, I mean, there's different ways I'm sure you can walk people through. They don't have to be the star or the face if that's just not their thing.
Right. And so there's actually a gift that I want to share with your audience. So when I got started, before I even launched the podcast, I heard about, you know, we hear about all of these assessments like DISC and Myers-Briggs and all of those things. But there's an assessment out there called the Fascinate Advantage, and it's all about how the world sees you. And for me, when I took it, I really found that if I put myself in a situation to be behind a microphone or on a stage, that I would be very comfortable there and that people would see me in my best light. Now, there are other people who might find that it's a one-on-one conversation where they excel. You have to, you know, go to your strengths. I have, if you go to mastermindyourlaunch.com/fascinate, that takes you to a free assessment where you can, you know, take, I think it's less than 20 questions, and you get a profile of how the world sees you. And you can start to use that to figure out when you will be at your best.
Cool.
And people see you.
That sounds like a great gift. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Now talk though to those folks, because I know one of the specialties that you have, because you and I were on a panel about this, was talking to folks that are thinking about getting outside the corporate world.
That's my passion.
Right?
Yes, yes.
So for those folks that are thinking about making that jump, give a couple of quick nuggets of advice to them?
Oh, there's so much ground to cover. What I would say, number one, is that transitioning from being an employee to being an entrepreneur is as much about developing yourself, you know, personal development, as it is about, you know, learning the ropes of running a business. And so I would definitely, you know, invest in making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people, that you keep a positive mindset, and that you just arm yourself with as much information as possible. And, you know, speaking to just surrounding yourself with the right people, I will say for me, community has been everything. You know, in the beginning, those podcast episodes where I was listening to all of those entrepreneurs, that was my community in the beginning. Most of my friends and family were going to a 9-to-5. And so when I was talking about running a business and all of marketing and everything, I didn't have a whole lot of people. But then I started going, I started networking. I met amazing people like you, John, and my community changed. And with that, new momentum and new success happened as well. So I'd say community is a huge part of it.
And it's funny, you talk about entrepreneurs, and we got five sitting around the table right here. And what is it they say? We're willing to work 80 hours a week for ourselves to avoid working 40 hours a week for somebody else.
So true.
I think everybody here is shaking their head.
That's right.
Stephanie Sheehan with Mastermind Your Launch. Great stuff. We'll have to have you come back sometime if we can get her in the schedule, John.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and promote your podcast. We want to help you do that. And go ahead and give, again, your website and all your contact information.
Yes. So mastermindyourlaunch.com is my website. Check it out. You'll see over 60 different podcast interviews with entrepreneurs at multiple levels, multiple industries. You can also find the podcast in iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. And if you're interested in exploring, you know, your own personal brand and content strategy, I offer a free 20-minute strategy session. It's not a sales call. It's about helping you walk away with an amazing content strategy for your business. And there's a link on the website for you to get on my calendar.
How often do you do a new podcast?
It's a weekly show.
So reason to come in every week to check it out then.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
She is good. She's smooth, isn't she, John?
She is.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can do this without. Maybe I should give her. Will you read this for me? Would you do? Believe me, I've done it before. You think I'm kidding, don't you? You want to read that for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna put her. Let her do some heavy lifting.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Roswell Infiniti is one of the original Infiniti dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfiniti.com or follow Roswell Infiniti on Facebook or on Twitter.
You're hired.
Yeah, John, the rustling.
John, you're fired.
Yeah, I know. The rustling our listeners heard is me getting my pink slip, right?
Yeah, no. We'll keep you around.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John. And thank you so much, Stephanie. Appreciate it very much. Our third and final guest here on the program, North Fulton Business Radio, from Atlanta Spine Specialist, Dr. Michael Scaley, although we'll call him Dr. Mike Scaley for the interview. Mike, thanks for stopping by and joining us here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. You got some explaining to do, doctor, because it's Atlanta Spine Specialist. I know you get this all the time. Everybody thinks, oh my goodness, you're a chiropractor, but you are not a chiropractor. You have a very interesting practice. Explain what your practice does.
I am definitively not a chiropractor. I am a physician. I'm double boarded in anesthesiology and interventional pain management. Interventional pain management started about 25 years ago with us anesthesiologists doing some epidurals for surgeons before they did back surgery on folks in the recovery room on Tuesday afternoons. Well, much like we've seen from Keith and Stephanie, the world of technology has taken off over the last 25 years. And what it's allowed interventional pain management to do is move into the realm of the 21st century. We now practice medicine with injections, with minimally invasive, non-destructive procedures, and now with biologics, what the public knows as stem cells. And that falls into the world of regenerative medicine, which over the past 3 to 5 years has simply taken off.
So, Mike, talk about what biologics really is, because when you say stem cells, that for some people, that can be a little charged when they hear that term, but you're really using cells within someone's body another part of the body, correct?
That's absolutely correct. 5 to 10 years ago, fetal stem cells came out. There are a lot of social issues with that. what we found over the past 10 years with stem cells, we have them all in our own bodies. We have millions of them as we all sit here. We can actually take those out with a simple aspiration procedure or a small liposuction, and most of my patients would like me to do more than I do on that. And we can concentrate those stem cells of that patient into the millions and then inject them into the area that we want them to regenerate. These stem cells are what's in our body to heal ourselves. It's what God gave us to heal ourselves. So these stem cells fall off our blood vessels when we have an injury and go to the injured area. And they can actually change into the tissue that's injured and repair that tissue. So all we're doing them is taking them. We're putting them into the area that has injured tissue, and they make new tissue. It is the future of medicine, and biologics, or what's known as stem cells with the public, is going to change the face of medicine in the next 10 years.
You know, Mike, I even understood that. That was a pretty good explanation. Yeah, exactly. I like that.
How does a patient know if stem cell therapy is right for them? And is this a first option? Is this a second or third option? Is this a last option for folks?
I like to think of stem cells as the sensible option. If you have an option of a destructive, irreversible surgery versus a regenerative injection, I think clearly the regenerative injection is the way to go. Certainly, from our standpoint, we like to see patients, everything from the weekend warrior that is having knee pain when he's playing softball, all the way up to the patient that's been told they need major back surgery or major hip surgery or major knee surgery. There's about an 80% success of decreased pain and increased function with a simple injection into the area. This is really the newest and greatest thing in medicine, and it's only going to expand.
So can you help Mike skate faster when he plays hockey on the weekend?
I got beat up pretty good this Saturday night. My back is just killing me. But, I mean, what is it, weekend warriors? I mean, what are the, you kind of touched upon it in that answer there, but I was going to ask you, what are some of the types of patients you see? What are some things that, you know, someone that is maybe never thought about this and they should consider this?
So typically with interventional pain management, what we see are patients with degenerative conditions.
And let me back up. You keep saying interventional pain, meaning you just feel it every once in a while. What does that mean, interventional? You're using big words on me now.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I'm not sure I can spell them. So interventional pain management differs from pain management. We don't write pain pills for people. We actually try to get them back to normal function. So that's our goal.
Because pain pills is just a Band-Aid, like we talked about with IT. It's just a Band-Aid to mask the pain. It's not solving the problem.
Exactly. It doesn't get patients back to the lifestyle that they really want to have. And that's our goal. What we're really looking for is patients with degenerative conditions. Now, that's doctor speak for getting a little bit older. So starting at age 40, and I know no one around the table is, we start to have some knee pain, some hip pain, some back pain. This is due to the fact that our cartilage is starting to wear and tear from 40 years of use. And if you're playing hockey, that use is a little more than if you're not playing hockey. We can take those people and we can regenerate their tissue and we can get them back to a non-painful state. If you look at that 80% success rate of decreased pain and increased function, there's also a subset of patients that you can see about 2 years out regrowing knee height, hip height, disc height. Regardless of whether you regrow the height or not, if you have decreased pain and increased function, even if we can't appreciate it on X-ray, that's all we're really interested in.
So talk about this field, because I can imagine the typical listener that might be out there right now saying, wow, this sounds interesting. You've got some great qualifications. I mean, I could read these for quite some time, all the qualifications that you have, but I've never heard of this field. And this sounds a little new and different and a little scary to me, maybe. So address that concern.
Interventional pain management came out as a actual specialty with board certification in it about 10 years ago. And it was an answer to more and more injections were being done by anesthesiologists at the request of surgeons before people had surgery. And what we were seeing is a lot of people were avoiding surgery. So as this progressed and as we started to move up the technology continuum into minimally invasive type of procedures, working through ports the size of your small finger, a new specialty was born. This is essentially the same as interventional cardiology, what we think of as cardiology now. People have stents in their heart, they don't have surgery. We see the same progression in spine as we saw in heart. 30 years ago, everybody went in, they took a Black and Decker saw, they cut their chest open, and they did surgery. Now, very, very few patients have that. Most patients go to an interventional cardiologist. They do a minimally invasive, non-destructive, easily repeatable procedure that helps them. And that's what we're doing now, too. So if the problem comes back in 5, 6, 7 years, we can do this again for them. So the key here is we do non-destructive, minimally invasive, easily repeatable procedures to keep people active and in the lifestyle that they want to live.
Our guest is Dr. Michael Scaley with Atlanta Spine Specialist here on North Fulton Business Radio. And you talk about the type of medicine that you practice, Mike, and you talk about pain management. Are there other uses for what you do besides just pain management?
Well, certainly in the stem cell field, we're seeing more and more things that can be done with that. Certainly cosmetics. I think everybody's heard of the vampire facial. It was made famous by Kim Kardashian on TV.
Explain what the vampire facial is, because I'm not a big Kardashian fan.
I can't believe that.
I know. Don't get me started.
a vampire facial, which has been done for many, many years, is where you take a patient's platelet-rich plasma. So we'll take 30 to 60 cc's of blood. We'll spin that down in a special centrifuge, and we'll get what's called platelet-rich plasma, which has a lot of growth factors in it. We can then take that and we can inject it into the skin. And what it does is it grows new collagen. So as we age, our wrinkles come from the fact that we've lost collagen. Well, we can replace the collagen. So the nasolabial fold, the laugh lines, the wrinkles around the eyes, we can put the collagen back in them and we can take them away. It works very, very nicely. The patients that I've done are very happy with the results of it. And in all fairness, the studies on this go back at least 10 years, and the studies are done very, very well and show clearly that by far, this is the best facial that you can have.
And sorry to interrupt, is this the same thing as Botox?
No. Botox is a poison that actually causes muscle paralysis. So what Botox does is it goes underneath the skin, and for all those laugh lines and wrinkles on our foreheads, it paralyzes the muscles. Now, that's going to last about 3 to 6 months, and then the muscles come back and you have to have it again. What platelet-rich plasma does, it actually works on the skin to produce collagen in the skin and make your skin firmer and plumper like it was when you were 20.
Is it injected just like Botox, though?
With a very small needle.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if this is a painless way. It's like, okay, I'm in.
This procedure is not remarkably painful. The needles we use are extremely small, and patients really do not experience a lot of pain with this at all.
So, Mike, now I'm convinced, okay? So I'm speaking for our listeners out there. Love your explanations. So how do I know if I'm a good patient for you?
Come and see me. I'm more than happy to speak with you. If you want to come and talk about biologics or stem cells, I very simply do that at $100. I'm happy to sit down with you, talk to you for 30 minutes, tell you about it, let you know if you're a candidate, let you know if we would need to do other things to see if you are a candidate. What I really try to do, especially with procedures that are new like this, I want people to come in and explore the possibilities. I think once people explore the possibilities, especially if you're looking at a total knee, and you can look at them and go, there's an 80% chance that we can take your pain away and get you back to normal function with a simple injection. And rather than a 3 to 6 month downtime, you're going to have a 3 day downtime. It's really, people get it. They're like, I'd like to look at this and see.
So maybe if I've gotten a diagnosis of I need surgery, I need to come see you to get a second opinion?
Please do. From spine surgery to hip surgery to knee surgery. Surgery, the surgeries that we're doing on spine, hips, and knees have been done since 1940, 1950. The equipment's a little better now, but the theory of the surgery hasn't changed. Biologics or stem cells are going to change the face of joint replacement. It is going to change the face of spine surgery. The vast majority of people really can't avoid it.
I know there's risk in anything, so I have to ask the question. I'm sure it's on the mind of a lot of folks that are listening to this, and that is, what's the downside?
Sure. Well, there is certainly risk with any medical procedure, but let's talk about this one. I'm taking your own cells, I'm concentrating them down, and I'm injecting them back into your own body. There's no risk of rejection. There's no risk of any allergic reaction. There's no risk of any remarkable infection because these cells are actually what your body uses to treat an infection. Now, we obviously do this under sterile fields. The risk of this is very, very low. It's certainly not zero. It's very, very low. If you're injecting knees, if you're injecting hips, I've been doing that for 20 years. I'm just injecting now regenerative substance rather than a steroid. So now what I get to do is I get to offer patients long-term benefit and regeneration of tissue rather than I can put a steroid in, it's going to cut down on the inflammation, your pain may come back in 3 to 6 months. I can now look at them and go, this may last you for 4 years, it may last you for 8 years, it may last you forever, but whenever it stops working, we can do it again.
You know, Mike, one of the great things about us getting to do this show is hearing about interesting technologies and new things like this, isn't it?
Yeah, and meeting people, and I've learned a lot. Thank you so much, Dr. Scaley, for those who would like to find out more about your practice and maybe look into using you as a doctor for some of these things you talked about. Where can they get more information?
Thank you so much for having me. My webpage is atlantaspinespecialist.com, and my office number is 770-844-3242. We'd love to see them. We would love to talk to them about new procedures in medicine that can avoid the major destructive surgeries that people are having.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. And Mike, we need to talk about how beautiful our studio is, right?
It always looks good because we have great looking guests.
We have
great, you mean this on the wall?
Well, yeah, but we can talk about our guests too, but we need to talk about Apex Signs and Graphics.
Well, we do, because when folks come in, they're looking at the wall and they realize we're in the Roswell Infinity Studio. There's no doubt about it because it's all over the wall. And the wonderful wall graphic was done by Apex Signs and Graphics. They do this type of printing and so much more.
Have you gotten that car wrap done yet?
Not quite. Waiting for yours to get done, then I'll be second.
Okay, I'll get back with you on that. Dave Coulter could handle that for us whenever we're ready, right?
Apex Signs and Graphics, check them out. Big thank you again to our guest, Dr. Michael Scaley with Atlanta Spine Specialist, Stephanie Sheehan with Mastermind Your Launch, and Ken Jones, CMIT Solutions of North Fulton. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime 24/7 by going to North Fulton BusinessRadioX.com, and you can listen to not only this show but any of our shows. We're also on Facebook, so please follow us there, everybody. We're on Twitter, so follow us there, everybody.
iTunes.
We're on iTunes. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere.
We are.
Stephanie would be very proud of us.
She would.
So we do the show every Tuesday at 11:30. But again, you can listen to the show anytime 24/7 on Business Radio X. John, any parting words?
Always great to be with you, Mike. Thanks again for a great show.
What do you say we do it again next Tuesday?
I'll be here. You'll be here?
I'll be here.
Unless you get injured playing hockey.
Yeah, but then
you'll be with Dr. Mike.
I got my doctor
okay,
now.
Okay, we got it
now. Take care of me. I'll be better than ever and stronger than ever.
There you go.
Until next time, I'm Mike Salmon for our producer, Trey Odom, as well. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Engineering Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.